Okay, so so we're doing the Meiri, right? The Meiri lays out the whole sugya. Okay, we'll see if we can get some definitions though. All right, you had a chance to look at the Meiri?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So he's going through the shita. So he says like this: that what the first shita is who Rabbi Eliezer. That is Bein HaShemashos. That's Bein HaShemashos. After Shkia. Right? That's Mishah Shekiddush Hayom. That's when Shabbos starts. Okay, that's one. That's one. And then who do you have? Then you have Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is right before Tzeis. All right, so these two shitas are a little strange. Right? We have a little, let's go through the shitas and then we'll try to define them. But let's first just go through them and note what's difficult. So what's difficult for Rabbi Eliezer is that it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. I mean, it's Bein HaShemashos. It's true, you Mekayeh Shabbos now, but that's because of Suffolk, right? So in terms of Isser, I understand you have to be Machmir. For Shabbos, you have to be Machmir, because it's maybe Shabbos already. But here, it's a mitzvah of Laila, right? It's like being Mekel. I mean, right? You don't know. Maybe it's still day. So why should that be this man of Kriya Shema Shel Arvin? That's a difficulty for Rabbi Eliezer, right now. But at least it's a zman. At least it's a real zman. I mean, Shkia Bein HaShemashos, that's a fixed, clear zman, right? But Rabbi Meir is strange. He would seem to have the same problem as Rabbi Eliezer, because he's also not waiting for Vaday Laila, right? But he has a strange zman. What kind of a zman is that one? A little bit before Tzeis. It's also, you see, well, what's difficult about this sugi is that there are peculiar setting of times, right? Time we usually associate with fixed, clear, astronomical events. Okay, so that's Rabbi Meir. Now Rabbi Yeshua is the one that we're used to. That's Tzeis. That's clear. Go ahead. Then what else do we have? Chanina, right? Now what's the fourth Zman? The fourth Zman is Rabbi Chanina. That's when the Ani goes to eat his bread with salt. So when is that? Go ahead. Okay, fine. Okay, so the Meiri gives a little bit of an insight into what the zman of when the Ani goes home to eat his bread and the salt. Well, what's the idea? I mean, it's obviously that's not obviously the zman is not the event of the Ani is not what makes this zman. Right, it's a siman for something. So what is the siman for? I mean, what are we isolating? What are we identifying by this strange shear? Okay. In other words, you have a lot of shiurim like that. You have to understand that a lot of times zman is fixed by an event, but that's just like a similar dover. Like you say, how long is malicha? Whatever, the hilach of a mill. Doesn't mean that walking a mill has anything to do with the process of malicha. It's just a way of corresponding two events, right? There's a certain correspondence. Take something that's more known to learn about something that's less known. Okay, but the question of here is, what's the correspondence between the Ani and Zman Kriya Shema? And he also has the problem of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir, that it's not a straight Zman, like Tseis. So the Mir explains, what does it mean when the Ani comes home to eat his bread with his salt? He says that's after Tseis HaKavim. It's after Tseis HaKavim. So what does it mean, v'inyanu, that what? That the Ani, first of all, the Ani is a person who what? He works until Tseis. Okay, he works until Tseis. So after Tseis, he comes to his house, and that is v'shir b'yosu l'bayis, who ma'ucher l'shir Tseis HaKavim. It's later than Tseis, right? And he has no need to prepare his Suda. Because he just eats bread and salt. That's what he just eats, what he finds. Right? He doesn't come home and prepare a meal. He comes home after work, it says, and he starts to eat. Okay? So that's the Zman. Bisho'o shenichnosim l'kach. Kodim sheyispu. The time that he comes in for this before he actually eats, right? But most other people, they need more hachana. They need a little more hachana. So that means what? So they're earlier or later? So he says, so that is, that's what it means, b'shar sh'ani nichlas lecho pita b'melach. Because why should you have to mention what he eats, right? So it's and that is the same shear as regular person on Erev Shabbos, because everything's prepared already, so they don't have to come in. They don't need any achana; they're just like the ani. But still, what? Still, the shul he goes into such detail. The shul is a little bit far from the house, and from Tseis until they come home is the same thing as the ani. So that's why this brisa leaves out that shear, because it's the same as the ani. And it's what? Okay, go ahead. Let's do one more. Next. Right. So the fifth one is Rav Acha. He says when regular people, not aniyim, come home, when they enter their house to eat. So what does that mean? That means during the regular week. So they leave work, right, and they come to their house, and they prepare their food, and they because they don't just eat some bread and salt, so they have to do a little preparation.
So it's not when they enter, though.
Huh?
So when they enter.
Right, that's what I'm saying over here. It doesn't really mean when they he means when they enter to eat. Yeah, basically that's what he's saying, right? When they sit down to eat. Go ahead. Okay, so we got the five shitas, right? We got the five shitas. This is what again? It's one is Bein HaShemashah. So when Bein HaShemashah starts, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Reb Meir is right before Tseis, which is really, he means right before Tseis. But for him, it's even before Bein HaShemashos, right? But that's a detail. Otherwise, that's why he calls it when the Kohen is Tovel, because it's for him, it's even before Bein HaShemashos. But in terms of Tseis, it's really right before Tseis, correct? Then what else? Then you have Tseis itself. And then you have when the Ani comes home to eat, and when the regular guy comes home to eat. Tell me, what is going on over here? What is going on over here? Yeah. What type of Zmanim are these? Why there's so many, how do you have so many positions? Yeah, and then at the end he says that what? That when the Gemara is trying to figure out if who is Rabbi Hanina is earlier or later than Tseis, says it has to be that it's later. It has to be that it's later. Why? Because if it was earlier, it would have to either be Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Eliezer going to him. Right? Why? I mean, if we have so many possibilities of Zmanim, why aren't all possibilities open? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you say?
No Ben.
Yes, yeah, so what does he say? If you're going to say before Ben Shmush, if you're going to say it's before Tzeis, you can't be in the middle of Ben Shmush. Why? Ein ze klum, she'ein be'emtze zman ze zman haroi l'samin alav. There's no good zman that you can point to, you can make a simon on. What does that mean? Lo tchilas ben shmashos v'lo sof ben shmashos. Ve'in adam meniach zman, ve'in adam meniach zman el berega she'yesh bo ezet zad roi l'samin alav. You can't just lay down a zman in the middle of nothing. You have to be meniach zman on something that you can be that what? What is the lashon? On something that you can be l'samin alav. And what about the ani? You mean the ani going into the house to eat? That's a good. And he only gives possibilities. What? Either beginning of Ben Shmashos, the end of Ben Shmashos, says Kravim. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what do you say here? We need like an approach to this, to what these zmanim are. So what do you say? Okay, I think you have to understand over here the concept of the zmanim over here. Okay, what does the Torah say? Torah says b'shach b'chol k'mecha. Right? Remember we saw the Rashi in the Chumash. The Navy will say it's b'shach b'chol even in the middle of the day, or of k'mecha even in the middle of the night. Torah says b'shivtecha b'v'secha v'lecha v'derach. It has to be, the Torah is talking about normal, derech, the normal way. So what does it mean, b'shach b'cha u'kubecha? Zman shchiv, for the zmanim, right? Zman shchiv and zman kima. So what does it mean? What's the drasha? What's the pasuk telling us? What type of zmanim are these? Because normally you see in Torah, you see a zman of day and night, right? You have a mitzvah of Yom. Most of the mitzvah of Yom, the Tfilas Lulav is a mitzvah by Yom, right?
So it's saying it's not a time period, it's a specific time?
Right, but it's not, it's still also not telling you a time in terms of Yom and Laila, right? Katsiras Omer is Laila. So those are mitzvos that are the Seder, right? Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a mitzvah of Laila. But what are these mitzvos? B'shivtecha v'vesecha v'lecha v'derecha v'shachtecha v'kmecha. What are these mitzvos? If it's just a mitzvah of day and night, you could say Boker and Erev. Boker and Erev, right? It's expressing something more. It's expressing something more. What's it expressing over here? That's what these manim are trying to define. But generally speaking, what type of zmanim are these? These are not zmanim determined by Yom V'Layla. In terms of the astronomical Yom V'Layla. In terms of Vayyer Vayyivoker. Right? So what are they?
Parts
of a person's day, correct. In other words, these zmanim are not zmanim. It's not a mitzvah sayom and a mitzvah salayla. It's set up differently. It's set up as zmanim. The zmanim are associated with the niyug of the adam. Really, these mitzvos are ordered as part of the person's day. It's part of the activities of the day. It's set up as a seder hayom. That's what Rashi is saying over there. B'shachlecha of kumecha doesn't mean whenever you happen to get up and whenever you happen to lie down. But there's a normal order. There's a normal Seder Hayom of getting up, and there's a normal Seder Hayom of going to sleep. So, it's Laila and Yom It's Laila and Yom, not because it has to be a mitzvah sayom or mitzvah halayla. It's Laila and Yom because it has to be part of the person's niyug of Yom and the person's niyug of Laila. There's a difference. There's a difference. You understand? A person has activities that he does in the day and he has activities of the night. So he's saying the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is part of that Seder. It's part of his Seder of things that are the Seder Ayom, and it's part of his Seder of the Niyug HaLaila. You understand? Lulav and Shofar and the other mitzvos, they are not mitzvos that are part of your Niyug HaYom. They're not a part of the Niyug HaYom. They're mitzvos that are associated to this Zman. They're mitzvos that that the Zman is Mechayevin. And which Zman? The Ikar Yom. The Yom is Mechayevin in these mitzvos, in those mitzvos. And it's the Ikar Yom. The Ikar Yom is day. Okay? But by Kriya Shema it's different. The mitzvah is part of the Niyug HaYom and part of the Niyug HaLaila. So that already, just that alone, opens up possibilities. You understand? Opens up possibilities, and it gives a way of dislodging the Zman of the mitzvah from the technical Yom and Laila. Okay, so for instance, take Rebbe Meir. You saw the Shita Mikubetzos on Rebbe Meir? You get a chance to see that? So what's Rebbe Meir say? So why does he have, what kind of his man is a little bit before Tzeis? Right? So what does he say? He says, because a little bit before Tzeis is what? Why is he associating, why is he picking this event? Because Kohanim do Tefillah before Tzeis? So what? Right? But he's saying that what? What are they doing tefillah for? They're doing tefillah for Harav Shemesh, so that they can have Harav Shemesh immediately after the tefillah, and then they can eat truma balayla, right? So he's only picking that zman. Why? What does that zman have to do with anything? Mishan? Yeah.
Like a disengaging activity of his day?
No, it's the beginning of his night. No, you understand? It's the first activity that you can say is devoted to the night. Because the night he's gonna be Ochel v'Truma. So you can say his Nihug HaLaila can even start. You can say when is the person engaging his, when is his Nihug HaLaila starts. Right? It can be when he does an activity that is for the sake of Laila. And it's we're looking to break up the person's activities among the morning and the night. You understand? But to call it a night activity, according to Rebbe Meir, doesn't mean dafka, that it has to be at the night. It means it has to be part of the Seder of night. It has to be part of the Seder of Laila. You understand? When the Kohen is Tovel, right before Harav Shemesh, it's not because the Tevilah is a Seder, is part of a Seder Ayom. You understand? It's because it's a part of his Achilas Truma Balaila. He requires a certain hachana for that. So Rebbe Meir holds, in that case, then the activities right before Tzeis can even be considered the beginning. That's the first zman that's roy to call the beginning of his Seder HaLaila. You understand? Once you take this approach, by shofar, lulav, we say it is a good maisa when it's done by yom. Right? It's a mitzvah sayom. And it is a good tkiya shofar. It's a good netilah lulav when it's done by yom. Right? I don't know if you guys remember this far back, But we had a case where a person picks up the lulav, he starts blowing the shofar before Olas HaShachar, and he continues blowing till after Olas HaShachar. So that was a case where there's a tchila, where there's no tchila. There's no tchila, because the shofar before Olas HaShachar is nothing. Right? So in those cases, in order for it to be a good asiyah, it has to be done within the day. That's part of the definition of it. It's an atilas lulav bayom. Okay, but over here, it's not that it has to be done kriya shema ba'arvis. Does not that it has to be read balayla? Then it may be impossible. But it has to be part of the seder halayla. In terms of adam, in terms of niyog hagavra, in terms of a person, in terms of the person's life, the person divides his activities up based. Of course, they revolve around layla and yom. He goes to sleep at night. Sleeping is a nighttime activity because that's when it's dark. It's not a coincidence. Sleeping, you mean? Oh, you mean? But that's what Rameh is saying. Rameh is saying you can even say that. When does the Seder HaLaila begin? The Seder HaGavra of Laila? You see from the Kohanim, from the minute that you do something right in contemplation of Seis. Right in contemplation of Seis. That itself could be a part of, like Kavod HaShabbos. Kavod HaShabbos is really an activity of Shabbos. You understand? There's a certain thing you could say, he's Osek in... You're not osik in the kiyum of Friday afternoon when you set the table. You're osik already in hachonas for Shabbos. So too on every day. He's saying at the time of the day that is mitzuraf to Laila, and where people treat it halachically, there's a nihug of using that time to prepare for the night. So that itself can be the start of the Seder HaLaila of the Gavra. And that's what you need for Kriya Shema. It has to be a Maisa that's part of the Seder of Laila. Right. You see, it's interesting thing is that Rabbi Yehuda's Kasha was, and the Gemara considers it a good Kasha, that if Rabbi Meir held like Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShmashos, so then it wouldn't be good. Then the Sfarah wouldn't be good. You couldn't say before sunset would be a Maisa of Laila, even if Kohanim do it. Even if Kohanim would do it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohanim are tovel before the sunset, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's when they would be tovel. And the Gemara says that wouldn't make sense to say the Odayom is Gadol. It's in the middle of the day and call it a Maisa of Laila. That you can't say. But why not? I mean, if the Svar is that it's when they're do Achana for Laila, so why can't it be? Why can't it be? Right? The Gemara says that's a good kasha. It was only because it's really right before it says. So I think that's what Yeshua Nathan is saying also, is that it has to be a gila. It's really... See, these simonim are not like I said before, like a mill is when malicha takes place. Walking a mill has nothing to do with malicha. You can walk faster, you can walk slower, your malicha is not going to take any longer. So it's not a process. Malicha is not a process of that has anything to do with your traversing a certain distance. But these simonim are different. These simonim are not just random, things that correspond to a fixed time. You understand? This is very important. This is essential to what I'm trying to say. Okay. When you take a zman, when you pick a zman, you can pick a zman that's just a shorthand. But the zman that you're picking has nothing to do with the phenomenon, right? Like malicha and walking. It has nothing to do with it. It's just malicha is an unknown, and he's giving you a shorthand, giving you something that's totally not relevant to the phenomenon. But it's a way of quantifying it. It's a way of quantifying. But these zmanim are picked because they indicate a certain relationship to the Seder of Laila. Right? Like the rooster's crow it has to do with morning. It's because the rooster is reacting to the morning. That's not an extraneous type of a thing. Right? So over here he's saying that when it is Karov to the Laila already, and we see that there is such a thing as a preparation for the night that's close to the night, so close to the night that we consider it like the beginning of the activity of the night. It wouldn't work if it was in the middle of the day, even though it was in contemplation of that. Because that would be too distant from the night. You see, it's not because of the halacha that kohanim are tovel, that's what makes it good. Because if that were the case, then even Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ishmashas would be good. Because there's still the halacha that the kohanim should be tovel right before. Right? It's not the fact that kohanim are tovel that makes it good. It's that he's saying that there is a generalized phenomenon in the world that activities right before the Zman that are done immediately before for the Zman are part of the Zman. Now he's taking one halachic example where that would in his opinion would apply, but it's just an example. It's just an example of one of the cases, and that expresses this idea. But it's not because of the mitzvah of a pair of shemesh. It's because he holds that to be true in human existence in general. He holds that to be true even for non-kohanim. That there's an idea of the Seder Alayla. There's an idea of the Seder Alayla starting even before Layla, just like Kavod Shabbos and Pur Shabbos. An idea of the Seder of the person views his activities as part of the night when it's very close to the night already, and it's part of the and it's part of something that he will do that night. He's saying halachically there's an example I can fix for you. I can give you a halachic model for that, but it's not because that's halacha. That's how it works. That's why it works. It just works out according to his banish marshals. It's going to be an example like that. But basically saying that the niyug of the Laila starts even before Laila itself. Okay. So that's Reb Meir. Now Reb Yehoshua is not so bad, right? Reb Yehoshua holds that what? That b'shachtucha means the beginning of the Zman of Laila. He's the way we would normally think about it. That b'shachtucha is telling you Zman. It's telling you, it's pointing out Zman of when Shechiva takes place. But it's really the Zman of Laila itself. Like the Rambam says, what is b'shachtucha? Hu Laila. Okay? He's not learning in this other... we don't have to say he's learning in this. He's taking the ordinary way. That it is a din of Zman. Okay?
So but, he's not bothered by the
Okay. So let's take the Ani, though. You want to take the Ani next? Or you want to take the... let's take the Ani. So what is Ani? What kind of a shear is Ani? What kind of a time is Ani? Right. So he's saying like this. The way the Meir is describing it is that what he stops his work, he stops his daily activities by tzeis. Right. Now they disagree. This she doesn't agree with Reb Meir. Yeah. So Rebbe, who is it? Rav Acha. Rav Chanina. Yes, Rav Chanina is in the same. He's in the same framework as Rav Meir. It would seem. Right, in the same framework as Rav Meir, that it's not astronomical Zman. Right, it's in terms of the Seder of the Gavra. But he disagrees with the idea that it can precede Laila. It's the first activity of Laila itself. Right? It's the first activity of Laila itself. So that's what he's trying to show you, saying, what is the first activity of Laila itself? No, it's the point is like this. If you're going to go by Zmanim in terms of astronomical, then it doesn't make sense to say it's a shear of a little bit after tzeis. That's not an astronomical Zman. But if you say the way a person orders his activities So he ceases his malacha atzeis, right? But he can't start a new activity immediately after tzeis. So you want to take the first zman of when Meleches Laila starts. You understand? It's the first zman of when the Maisei Laila begin. So the earliest zman of Maisei Laila is represented by the Ani, because he's the guy who stops working. He withdraws from Yom at Tzeis. He withdraws from Yom, and what? But then practically speaking, but then it requires, in other words, it's a withdrawal from Yom with a minimal hachana. You can't. Those day and night can switch karafayim, but he's saying in terms of the Maisei Gavra of Laila, he needs to come home. He needs to recede from Yom, and then he takes a certain amount of preparation to begin the next activity. That's what's represented by the un. You understand? It's the first activity of Laila. You understand? That's why you can have a zman like this. Go ahead. When he's ready to start his night act. Now, when does the person begin? He begins his activity. Hachana is not considered part of the activity of Laila. It's. See, that's the difference. I guess that's the difference between Rameyer and Rameyer and the.
It has to be an actual.
Right.
Like, shifting gears or preparing for Laila.
Correct. That requires a sharper definition.
I thought it was just
one example of, this is like the first example of people starting activity of the night starts, a little bit, you need a little bit of time to get home.
Yeah, but what is the activity? The activity is the achilas life.
That's just one instance of it. Just like you said for.
Yeah, I know, but you wouldn't. But I'm saying, when he's giving the shear, he wants to give the shear. The towel is saying, why didn't it say when the regular person comes home to start preparing his meal? Right, because they're not shiurim disassociated with the concept. They're shiurim that are associated with the concept. So he's showing you what's the concept over here. When does Zman Kriya Shema B'Laila start? Zman Kriya Shema B'Laila is part of the Maisei Laila. It's part of what the person does B'Laila. So Hachana is not the nighttime activity. Hachana is, so that's what we have to try to define a little more clearly, I see, right? And it was Rav Meir saying, Hachanos HaLaila is also considered Zman Kirishma. Rav Acha is saying, no, that's not, Hachanos HaLaila is different. It has to be the goof of the activity itself of Laila. That's the first meal of the night. When you can start your one's Roy, when the Zman is Roy for the first actual hisaskus of Laila, nighttime activity. That's represented by the uneating his bread. It requires the minimal transition. You can't say that the shear for activities of the night begin with the night. It requires a certain achana. Now, so Rameh would be activities associated with Laila. I mean, it's hard to define these. It's hard to get these precise decisions, the definitions. But he's saying, as long as it is a Maisa that is Mitzuruf to the Laila, that's enough. Whereas Rabbi Ravacha is saying that has to be the Maisa itself of Laila. That's right. Because before or after Tzeis is only different in this regard. If you'll accept it before it says, if you hold it's raw, that it's a that it has to be an activity that is mitzuruf to Laila, that is part of the Laila. So even Hachana could be a part of the Laila. But if it's the activity of the Laila itself, then it has to be the first thing that's done after it says. But the point I'm trying to make is that they're all agreeing that Kriya Shema, halachically, the Zman is fixed by the Seder of the Gavra in terms of night. And arguing about which type of activities of night are they fixed by. But it's not astronomical zmanim. Right.
Yes.
No, that's true. That's true. It was Rabbi Racha saying that is arguing with Rabbi Meir because he doesn't go as far as Rabbi Meir. He's saying Meshach Pacha is picking a point in the Laila. Right? It's isolating of Laila not the astronomical Zman of Laila, but the activities of Laila. So Ani is the beginning of that. Ani is the beginning of that. So that's why I think the Miri says that the Gemara is saying you can't have a time before Seis that's not going to either be Reb Meir or Rebbe Eliezer. Because apparently Reb Meir and Rebbe Eliezer are arguing whether it's in terms of the Gavra's Hachanos HaLaila or the Zman that's Metzuraf to the Laila. But there's nothing in between. In other words, Rebbe Eliezer and Reb Meir are agreeing that it has to just have the character of Laila. But they're arguing if it's in terms of the Asios that have the character of Laila, or the Zman itself that's Metzuraf to Laila. So Rabbi Meir says it's when the Kohanim are told them. That's the Asios that are Metzuraf to Laila. Right? But that's only going to be the Asios themselves that must be close to. He's saying it's when there are activities that you do that must be close to Laila. Those have the quality of Laila. But Rabbi Eliezer says he agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that it's more of an astronomical idea, but he holds it's even in the astronomical. It's not Laila per se. It's the Zman. It's the first Zman that has the character of Laila. That's even Bein HaShemashos has that character. But there'd be nothing. There's nothing in between. There's no svara to say in the middle of Bein HaShemashos. There's no svara to say.
It's still the Asiyos, though.
No. Apparently, if you're going to say Asiya, it has to be just that which is necessary to come right before. Otherwise, Ein Olam Sof. In terms of Asiya, there's no Asiya. It's not the Asiya is not it has nothing to do with. Because according to him, it's still Yom. It's not even Bein HaShemashos, right? It's the things that must be, that are mukhrach to occur for the Laila right before. But if it's going to be, or it's Bein HaShemashos, which is the Zman that's Metzurah to Laila. But there's no Svara in half of Bein HaShemashos. There's no cutoff point to say that this is, Asiyos can only go up till half of Bein HaShemashos. There's no, Bein HaShemashos is not a calculus of Asiyah. That's difficult. I mean, the hardest machlokus is Rav Acha and Rav Hanina, right? Whether it's the Ani or the regular Bala Bias. That's difficult.
You think that's related to like what David is saying before, that it's not
define the norm. I mean, Aniyim certainly don't define the norm. Aniyim don't define the norm. But it's the first time that it's Roy. Hanina holds us to be the norm. But it's difficult. So basically, to sum it up, we're saying that what allows for these different positions is that the mitzvah is not given simply as a mitzvah salayla, like a sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? It's saying that mitzvah's kriya shma should be integrated into the niyog of layla, right? So then, it opens up the question of analyzing it not in terms of zman per se, but in terms of the activities of the gavra, which are considered to be the seder alayla. Is it just has the character, even hachana, or it has to be an ikar asiya, an asiya of layla per se? That would be Ani or regular person. Or the Holy Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer that it is a Zman. The only question is it a Zman of Laila per se, or even a Zman that is the character of Laila? Okay, so what is the Miri? The Miri ends off nicely. He says what? Chaim, want to end off the Miri? V'afalpi?
Huh?
Battery died? V'afalpi shalinyim psak lo hutzrachnu liyidias zmanim elu. So in terms of Pesach, we don't need to know all these zmanim. Right? Because how do we paskin? We paskin says. Mikol makom yesh lanu mehem she'ein zmano shel kriyas shma ledas echad mehem ela mishkiyas achama ve'elach. But what? We do get out of it that nobody holds you can say Kriyas Shema earlier than Shkia. U'mishkiyas achama ve'elach yesh lismoch al zmanim elu k'mo shebiyarna b'shas l'chak. So for Shas l'chak, you can rely on, you know that there are other shitas, there are other shitas tanoim that hold that it's the yotze after Shkia.
Isn't that unusual? If you pass them one.
See, that's what we get to. Hopefully, we'll get to it about the what we do b'zman hazeh, why we say Kriyas Shema early and all those things. So that's what they want to say, that they consider it Shas l'chak, that you can't get a minyan together from Marv later. So it's like a Shas l'chak situation. It's like a Shas l'chak situation. Roy lismach olav Shas l'chak, Gemara says sometimes. So we'll see. But it's important. This is an important fact to keep in mind, because it's going to be relevant in terms of those questions. Why are we saying Kriyas Shema for what says?
Is that a general rule? Shas l'chak, you can rely.
I was just going back to the question before when he says that the ani, you can't take the ani before, the ani can't be before, if the ani is before tzeis, he's either going to be Reb Meir or Reb Eliezer, right? So he says, why? Because you can't pick his man, it's not Roy Lasamin alav. Yeah, but which man? But he's picking this man, he's telling you is the ani. I mean, is the ani a good simon or not? If the ani is not a good simon, then he shouldn't be able to be good even after tzeis. And if he is a good simon, so then he should be a good siman before tzeis. Well, what does he mean? You can't pick a siman that's not roi l'samin alav, right? What does he mean by that? Am I reading that wrong? Himself as a siman. In other words, by the way, this also answers another question. Do we know when the ani comes home? We don't know when the ani comes home. And the Gemara is saying, is the ani before or after? Well, we should know. I mean, why don't you just see what the ani does? But it doesn't really mean an ani over here. It doesn't really mean that. It means when it's roy for the first malacha to begin. Yeah?
No one comes home with Kajidia and
this. No, it's before, in the middle of Banish Mashos, there's nothing to point to. There's no significance. It's just a continuum. There's no significance to say the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is shayach to this. To what? To the middle of Banish Mashos? There's no simen in terms of nihug or anything that you can say. You can say there's a nihug of right before Laila. And you can say there's an idea of beginning of the Zman. But what are you expressing? What's being expressed in the middle of what halachic? What concept is being expressed in the middle of tzeis? In the middle of Banish Mashos, that you can say the mitzvah is keneged this. Keneged what? The mitzvah has to be keneged. All of these simonim are keneged something that is shaykh to the mitzvah. We're saying there's nothing like that in the middle of Banish Mashos.
Well, I can't just be activities just like a break off of a Rebbe Eliezer. Like, what are the activities that lead up to, because it's still before it says.
A break off of Rebbe Meir,
Daddy holds,
it still has to be halachically fixed. There has to be some, it can't just be a very capricious thing. Right? It can't just be arbitrary. We'll say activities from this point on. It has to be that it's things. It has to be a category of there's a zman where activities of Laila must be performed beforehand.
That we know in like the halachic realm, meaning.
Well, it has to be something that it has to be something that's mitzuraf in the asiya. There's a zman where things of the Laila. They begin. Can't be. It doesn't begin so early. It doesn't begin so early. That doesn't make sense. Yeah. So you could say for Rabbi Eliezer that it's the Zman when it's Roy Lishkiva. I don't know. I'm not sure about Eliezer. Because once the sun is set, now it's the Zman that's Roy Lishkiva. You're not the Or. You don't have the sun anymore. I don't know. I'm not really sure about Eliezer.
So you can't say that in terms of Nihil, that's when the Nihil
is Lila
Nihil?
No,
I don't think so. In other words, you could say that Kiddush Hayom shows you that it still is a Zman that, in terms of Adam, it's a Zman that is the Zman that is Mitzurah to Laila. Because you see, we treat it like Laila. But not in terms of Niyog. You have to turn it in terms of Zman. There's no Niyog over there. It's just Zman. It's a Zman. Banish Rosh is a Zman. He's not giving a Simon of Niyog, he's giving a Simon of Zman. No, Mekadesh means automatic. Kiddush Hayom means automatic. See, the Rashba wanted to say Kiddush Hayom means when you could be Mosif on Shabbos. That's it. That would be an act. That would be an action.
That's an issue. It's still a Simon, though, right?
Yeah, it's a Simon because he's showing you the Simon is that this Zman has qualities of Laila already. Because we treat it like Laila in terms of Shabbos. We're Mesivik about it. So that itself. No, it's for. It's not because of Suffolk Laila, but because the reality of Suffolk Laila is a Giloy, that it is a Zman that's Matsur of the Laila. It is a Zman that's Ma'ur of the Laila. It has a quality of Laila. Otherwise, we wouldn't be Masufic about it. You understand?